Welcome to the Willie West Show here on a wonderful Wednesday with the Weird One. It's been a Willie West winging away with 101 Wild and Willie Wedges of Wax and Quasi Wagons of Poi on the radio. Right here on Wonderful Wino. Wonderful Wino. 1750 on your dial, just above the police call scare. We got stacks and stacks of wax and wax. We got the pick the click the ones to watch the oldies but goodies and oldies but gooies. We got the top 700 records here in the world. A wonderful wine, a wonderful wine. Let's get started with big rockin' sound now. That great new group from England, the Kansas City Boys. Let's hear 'em. My baby's dead. Bling ding, bling ding, ding ding, bling. My baby's dead. Doom. She got hit by a train. Big old train. I'm gonna get that train. There it is, kids. Another big romantic ballad for you. And you heard it right here on Wonderful Wino. Wonderful Wino. That was by Danny and the Dressmakers, one of the great new groups around. And that's their third million seller this week. Okay, let's move along. Two in a row, a big double play in the Weird Willie West Show for you. Another tune here. This one's brand new, hasn't even been released yet. It's number one on the charts this week. Next week, it'll be a golden oldie. Let's hear it.
I sent my sinuses to Arizona. I sent my liver to Peru. I sent my lungs and my kidney for the summer to Sydney, but I'm sending my heart to you.
Another big romantic ballad, and you heard it right here on Wonderful Wino. Wonderful Wino.
Bullockin, 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 bullockin. Here is a bulletin, bulletin, bulletin. The sun did not come up this morning. Huge cracks have appeared in the Earth's surface, and big rocks are falling out of the sky. Details 25 minutes from now on Action Central News.
Another big tune for you, kids. Moving right along with one of the big sounds. This one, we're going to send out some dedications. It's number one this week. Top of the heap, cream of the crop, pick of the pack. Number one and moving higher all the time. Got a few great cool calls in the boss line. We're going to send out some dedications. Big Al, Red, Louie, Spike, Choo Choo, Spanish Anna, Dirty Mary, Nick the Greek, Baby Carlos. Junior, Pee Wee, Toots, Popo, Spot, Greasy, Creep, Woozy, Mush, Ralph, and Brucey. Ralph and Brucey, hey. And it's our pick to make you sick, Jenny.
Wee. Do, do, do.
Wee.
Bumble it, bumble it, bear it, to bumble it,
Jenny! Another big romantic ballad for you, and you heard it right here on Wonderful Wino. Wonderful Wino. In Western Walla Walla. Another big tune. This one's been on the charts for 2.5 years. It's just starting to make the big move this week. Last week it was number 215. This week, zooming up to the big number 212 spot. A folk protest song by Danny and the Demonstrators. Don't want no war.
Don't want no war. Don't want no war. Don't want no war.
Don't want no job, neither.
Another big romantic ballad, and you heard it right here on Wonderful Wino. And speaking of romance, kids, where are you going to be going this weekend with that date of yours? Why not go on out to the Makeout Drive-In Theater? Think you like it out there? No lines, no waiting. There's no movie either, kid. No, of course, they've got a great Technicolor Teen Toon Fest for you. A great flick to click out there this week on six of your super favorite stars, Sandra Dee, Peggy Lee, Brenda Lee, Bobby V, Molly B, and Oscar Homolka. In Sex Bed Teen Bikini Virgin Surf Beach Ball Bash. Don't miss it. 117 of your favorite songs included. Okay, kids, that just about wraps it up here on a Weird Willie West Show on a wonderful Wednesday. We'll catch you again tomorrow on a thumping Thursday if someone doesn't bomb the station. But in the meantime... We got the old tunes, the new tunes, the show tunes, the blue tunes, the greatest music in town.
But we never play it.
George Carlin, WJMA AM and FM, with his album Takeoffs and Put-Ons. It's 26 before 3. Here's Paul Anka.
I don't like sleep alone. Stay with me, don't go. Talk with me for just a while. So much of you to get to know. Touching you, leaving all the worries behind. Loving you the way I do, my mouth on yours and yours on mine. Marry me, let me live. Like a man said in his song, help me make it through the night.
Paul Anka and Odia Coates, I Don't Like to Sleep Alone. 23 before 3 on WJMA AM and FM this Tuesday. Jefferson Starship's drummer John Barbetta used to be in the Turtles, and he toured with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. John thinks that the band, Bob Dylan, and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young were the biggest American rock acts ever. Here's With Your Love.
Don't know what's happened to me since I met you. Feel like I'm falling in love since I met you. I got to know what you're doing, doing me with your love.
With your love.
What you're doing, doing me with your love.
With your love.
What you're doing, doing me with your love.
With your love.
What you're doing.
I don't know that
Good as that song was, it didn't sell too well. Only reached number 66, and that was back in March 73. The Maine Union Baptist Church will hold its annual Pastor's Aid Night Sunday night at 7:30. Guests will be Reverend Walter Johnson, his choir, and congregation. By the way, that was Mac Davis, in case you couldn't recognize the voice. And the song was Dream Me Home. 20 years ago, the comedy team of Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis made its last stage appearance. But when Frank Sinatra visited Lewis at the 11th annual Labor Day telethon, he brought along a friend. Dean Martin showed up. A spokesman for the show says Sinatra set up the meeting 3 months ago but kept it a secret. And the spokesman says Lewis was really genuinely touched by Martin's appearance. Was he really? Did you see that? But you heard about it. How much did Jerry make this year? Over $22 million. Whew. Not bad for night work. Is Jerry Lewis really touched at the end, or is he faking it? You think he's really touched by the money he makes. But you know he's going to reach his goal, and so does he. Could be just showbiz, you know. You don't believe it. Well, it's beginning to...
Last year, Ed McMahon doubted it. Doubted it on the air.
Doubted what?
Doubted that they were going to make the goal.
Well, Ed McMahon doesn't know nothing.
He doesn't?
No. Of course, anybody that would buy half a Budweiser's got to know something, huh?
You're not kidding.
Yes.
Kraft, too.
Kraft, too.
Yes.
And plus, he does all the ads for those beer people.
Yeah,
so
that ain't cheesy, either.
No.
Hop to it.
Yeah, I'd say so. Here it is, 2:45. That's pretty smart. You get the beverage and the stuff to eat, and you've got the whole hors d'oeuvre industry sewed up. Isn't that right?
I saw an empty space. Sitting down across the table, looked into a friendly face. Started up by making small talk, then we moved into my place. Sweet lady from Georgia, oh my, what a shame. Off my mind, didn't even get her number, so we can meet another time. Sweet lady from Georgia, oh my, what? Sweet lady from Georgia.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna make it home again. It's so far and out of sight. I really need someone to talk to, and nobody else. how to comfort me tonight. Snow is cold, rain is wet, chills my soul right to the marrow. I won't be happy till I see you alone again, till I'm home again and feeling right.
Carole King, and it's WJMA AM and FM in Orange. It's supposed to be very nice today, clear and cool after dark. Tomorrow, a day about like today, only warmer, with a high in around the 80s. About 88 degrees is what he's forecasting, 31 Celsius. The chance of rain is near zero through tomorrow. Right now, 76 and 24 in Orange. The relative humidity is 46%.
To whet your whistle, to whet your appetite, take your hunger to the Lion's Den for lunch. The down-home atmosphere in the large dining room is just the place to settle down for a meal, and you'll find it's habit-forming. Lion's Den menu is a sight to ponder, standard sandwiches plus a couple of new features, like the King Bacon Burger and the new Charcoal King Burger, plain or with cheese. Try the Lion's Den for lunch. You know where it is, just around the corner from anywhere, Madison Road in Orange.
There's nothing more American than hot dogs and hamburgers, and there's nothing more important to how good that hot dog or hamburger is than the bun. A skimpy, soggy bun that falls apart can ruin your meal. That's why Betsy Ross hot dog and hamburger buns are baked to take it and taste good all the way. Betsy Ross buns hold up no matter how you load them down. They're the perfect choice for your real American meal.
And we bake it just so you and Betsy Ross can make a real American meal.
If it's possible, Reynolds GMC Center will see that you speak with a previous owner of any of their fine used cars. That offer always stands. And when you consider the special low prices of compacts and subcompacts they're offering now, it makes double good sense to buy from Reynolds. They'll help with financial arrangements, contact your bank, or you can do that before or after you decide to buy. They've got the selection and the lowest prices. Special sale of used compacts and subcompacts at Reynolds GMC Center, Madison Road in Orange.
You ever seen a lizard doing push-ups? You know how they do. Seriously, if you've seen lizards going up and down, you know what they're doing? The lizard is declaring his control over his territory. That's right. Did you know that the television code of the National Association of Broadcasters prohibits the use of the word armpit? That's why you never hear it. That's why you hear underarm. It's a nicer sounding word, underarm. Gordon Lightfoot. And after this, we're going to hear from Mark Lindsay.
Thank you. Highway, you hear a lot of people saying, do things my way. They don't like the way you set your sails. Don't you listen to what they're saying, 'cause it's just another game they're playing. Don't be afraid to blaze another trail. Show your own colors. Come on, America, sing your own song. You're one of a kind, so step out from the others. It's people just like you that made America strong. Some people walk the ocean floor. On artificial wings they soar. They weren't afraid of trying to catch their dreams. So you've the right to sing your own song. No one else can tell you if it's right or wrong. Living your own life, that's what life means. Your own words and show your own colors. Come on, America.
just like you that made America strong. Come on and write your own words and show your own colors. Come on, America, sing your own song. You're one of a kind, so step out from the others. It's people just like you that made America strong.
These are your information stations, WJMA, AM and FM, in Orange. It's 76 and 24 at 3. Here's what's new. Jimmy Carter said today that if he had been president, he would have fired FBI Director Clarence Kelly when the facts became known about Kelly's use of federal funds to decorate his home. Carter made the statement as he flew to Groton, Connecticut from campaign appearances in New York. He had said while in New York, the director of the FBI should be purer than Caesar's wife. But Carter stopped short of saying he will fire Kelly if he becomes president. He said he will cross that bridge if he comes to it. He also did not call on President Ford to fire the FBI chief. He said the president may have information that he, Carter, does not have. In an appearance before students at Brooklyn College, Carter blamed unemployment during Republican administrations and bad examples by public officials for rising crime among the young, and he specifically brought up the case of the FBI chief. President Ford has signed a child daycare bill that is said to be a new and better version of the one he vetoed last April. The bill raises the ceiling on federal outlays for daycare centers by $240 million for the 15 months ending in September of next year. It also postpones putting into effect federal standards for the staffing of child care centers until October of next year, while the Welfare Department studies the standards. Ford also signed a bill providing federal aid to victims of the Teton Dam disaster. 11 people died when the dam in southeastern Idaho collapsed during June. Property damage has been estimated at as much as $500 million. Secretary of State Kissinger has been asked to begin a diplomatic shuttle in Africa in an attempt to resolve the racial problems between blacks and whites. The request for the African shuttle came from Tanzania's President Julius Nyerere. A senior American official traveling to Germany with Kissinger said today that Kissinger definitely will go to Africa, probably no later than next Monday. Kissinger himself said he does not yet want to make the trip official. He said a decision will not be made until after he hears from Assistant Secretary of State William Schoffel. He has been dispatched to brief black African leaders on the weekend of talks in Zurich between Kissinger and South African President John Vorster. The presidents of five black African countries ended their two-day summit meeting in Tanzania today. They failed in their major objective to unite elements of the black nationalist movement in Rhodesia. The only communique to come from the meeting was a brief statement from Tanzania's President Nyerere. He said the five presidents had agreed to further intensification of the armed struggle in Rhodesia. There was more racial violence today in South Africa. Officials say police opened fire on blacks trying to sabotage a railway line in the black township of Soweto, outside Johannesburg. One man was killed, another wounded. Police also shot at demonstrators in the Cape Town area, where several persons were reported hurt. The White House says that the Soviet pilot who landed in Japan yesterday requests asylum in the United States, he will be welcome. The pilots reported to have asked for asylum. New Secretary Ron Nessen would not talk about the fate of the MiG-25, reportedly the fastest aircraft in the Soviet arsenal. The White House says Vietnam's identification of 12 American airmen killed during the Vietnam War will not affect this country's policy toward Hanoi. New Secretary Ron Nessen said that yesterday's action by the Vietnamese will not lead to a normalization of relations with the Hanoi government. Nessen told reporters today the United States continues to demand a full accounting of all American servicemen missing in the war. You are listening to WJMA Radio News.
In 30 seconds, I'll tell you how to do almost anything.
Well, that's impossible.
No, it isn't.
Okay, tell me how to...
Simple. Just look in your free catalog from the Consumer Information Center.
You'll find a list of over 200 government publications that tell you how to do almost anything.
Well, how about how to... Glad you asked. For your free catalog, write...
Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
Learn the happy facts and be a happy you.
Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado, right?
You learn fast.
WJMA News time is 3:04. Sunny and pleasant this afternoon, clear and cool tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high around 88 and 31. The chance of rain is near zero through tomorrow. The winds light and variable this afternoon and tonight. It's 76 and 24 in Orange. The relative humidity is 46%. That's WJMA's news at this hour, written by Ed Busson. I'm Russ Roberts for WJMA Radio News.
It's early in the morning, down in the small cafe. Waiters stand there yawning, the people drift away. But just before I go now, so reluctantly, Mr. Piano Player, please do one thing for me. One more time, play that song one more time. When I hear it played, my spirits start to fly. I can quote every note, every rhyme, 'cause it takes me way back when, to the one who loved me then. Won't you play that song again, just one more time? He always used to call me, it seemed like yesterday. We'd listen to the music and dance the night away. It's many, many years now since we made the grave. So please, before I leave, just for old time's sake, one more time, play that song one more time. When I hear it played, my spirits start to fly. I can quote every note, every rhyme, 'cause it takes me way back when, to the one who loved me then. Won't you play that song again, just one more time? Words are very simple, you know the melody. So won't you sing along with me?
My friends, better take my advice. You
and I'll end the fire from the ice. Will you come with me? Won't you come with me? Oh, oh, what I want to know, will you come with me? I declare, have you seen the light? There was a build of cannonballs. Their motto is don't tread on me. It's the same story the crow told me. It's the only one you know. Like the morning sun you come, and like the wind you go. Ain't no time to hate, barely time to wait. Whoa, oh, what I want to know, where does the time go? I live in a silver mine, and I call it Beggar's Tomb. I got me a violin, and I beg you call the tune. Anybody's choice, I can hear your voice. Whoa, oh, what I want to know, how does the song go? Come here, Uncle John's band, by the riverside. Got some things to talk about here beside the rising tide. Come here, Uncle John's band, playing to the tide. Come on along, or go alone. He's come to take his children home.
There they are, the Dead, and that is Uncle John's Band from September 1970. It's now 11 after 3, and this is WJMA AM and FM. The founder of a California dating service for senior citizens says her club faces extinction unless it can come up with one of its more valuable commodities. They don't have enough men. Judy Anderson says her club has 262 members, of which 250 are women. The remaining 12 are men. And one of those men, she says, is a prisoner at San Quentin. He's supposed to be released in about 5 years. So in the meantime, these hip elderly ladies occupy their time reading their favorite magazine, National Lampoon.
Here's a cookout tip from Safeway. The next time you're grilling hamburgers, use Safeway's regular or premium ground beef. It's just right for open-fire cooking. It's the juices falling from the cooking meat into the coals that give grilled hamburgers that delicious smoky flavor. Safeway ground beef. So thoroughly guaranteed, Safeway says with confidence, if you're not completely satisfied, your money will gladly be refunded.
Once you try to
as soft and as pink as a nursery. The girl I call my own will wear satins and laces and smell of cologne. Her nails will be polished, and in her hair she'll wear a gardenia, and I'll be there instead of flitting. I'll be sitting next to her, and she'll purr like a kitten. A doll I can carry, the girl that I marry must be.
Definitely living in a dream world, isn't he? She's got to be pink, have her nails polished, purr like a kitten. Would marry a department store dummy, probably be happy. Wait till he wakes up in the morning and she says,
"Take out the garbage."
And her hair is all messed up. You gotta put up with those things. I'm not even married, and I know about these things. I watch All in the Family, too. What's the new fashion in wall covering? Well, the well-clad wall is wearing wall cloth, according to Paul Cockrell at Cockrell's Appliances in Madison. Wall cloth is Imperial's new layered cloth and vinyl wall covering with woven cotton backing. Cockrell's Appliances has wall cloth in great textured effects of macrame, cork, bark, the dramatic new wet and foil looks, and geometrics. It's scrubbable, strippable, and guaranteed 5 years. So see the new Imperial wall cloth at Cockrell's Appliances, Main Street in Madison. Very nice day today. Should be clear and cool tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high up around 88 and 31. Chance of rain? Well, there isn't any till at least tomorrow night. Right now at 76 and 24 in Orange, the relative humidity is 46%. Harriet Shock.
You make me weep. You make me strong. You make me think a little too much, and that makes me long for the way your hand looks resting on my knee, for the way a friend looks when he's looking at me.
Till the end of the ride.
Stay on my mind a little too much.
stay on my side. And when the giant windmills lose the fight and fall,
Harriet Schock from her album You Don't Know What You're In For. It's now 22 after 3 o'clock, back from vacation, stately portly. Vacationers in the British seacoast resorts of Cornwall and Devon are being asked to conserve water because of the 15-month drought, which has reached crisis proportions. The appeals are typically British in style. In the belief that some 2 million gallons of water could be saved, signs have been posted imploring the civic-minded to spare your blushes and share your flushes. In other news, today the Queen decided to use an egg in her beer. The ladies-in-waiting finally convinced the Queen it would work better if she cracked the shell first. With news stories for PRN, the Picayune Radio Network, from England, I'm Stately Portly.
Oh, Not much. How about you? I'm not sure why I called. I guess I really just wanted to talk to you. And I was thinking maybe later on we could get together for a while. It's been such a long time and I really do miss your smile.
I'm not talking about moving in and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing the stars around and I'd really love to see you tonight. Drive along the beach or stay at home and watch TV. You see, it really doesn't matter much to me. I'm not talking about moving in and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing the stars around and I'd really love to see you tonight. I won't ask for so you don't have to die. We both played that game before. Say I love you, then say goodbye. I'm not talking about moving in and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing the stars around and I'd really love to see you tonight. I'm not talking about moving in and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing the stars around and I'd really love to see you tonight. I'm not talking about moving in and I don't want to change your life.
England Dan and John Ford Colley, and I'd really love to see you tonight. Let's see how our breakfast eating habits compare to those of some of the presidents. George Washington liked thick porridge, doused with milk. Jefferson ate beefsteak with fried potatoes. Lincoln ate oyster and ham pie. Harry Truman scrambled eggs with cheese with a side order of fried noodles. And Calvin Coolidge, Polish sausage with horseradish for breakfast. It's 29 after 3 this Tuesday on WJMA AM and FM, your information station. And 24 at 3:30. Here's what's new. The Orange County Volunteer Fire Department reports that it answered 16 alarms during the month of August. So far this year, the department has answered 134 fire calls. That's 31 more than for the same period in 75. This August, the department put out 5 car fires, 3 trash blazes, 2 house fires, and 2 brush fires. The worst fire was when a Volkswagen bus was gutted on Route 20 after its gas line broke. Fire Chief Walker Carpenter said this morning that people should check out their heating systems now before they really have to use them. He said that with cold weather coming on, many fires are started in the early fall because of unsafe furnaces that have been neglected since last spring. Concorde supersonic jet liners may soon be landing in New York. Federal Aviation Administrator John McLucas says he expects the courts to overrule the New York Port Authority ban on Concorde flights. McLucas made his remarks at an air show at Farnborough, England. British Airways and Air France want to fly the SSTs into Kennedy. They already have several weekly flights from Paris and London to Washington's Dulles. McLucas says noise made by those flights so far have been exactly as the FAA had predicted. Cleanup operations are underway today at the Roanoke Knee-High Bottling Company after a fire damaged the building late yesterday. The cause of the blaze hasn't been determined, although firemen said it apparently started in a storeroom for syrup, concentrates, and cups. No estimate of the loss is available yet, although water and smoke damage appear to be extensive on the east side of the building. State police say the death of two Rice residents has brought the number of traffic fatalities on Virginia's highways over 3.5 days of the Labor Day weekend to 7. 21-year-old Walter Randolph Bland and 16-year-old Alton Leon Bland were killed yesterday when their car went off Route 621 in Prince Edward County. The deaths brought the yearly traffic death toll to 698, compared with 682 the same time last year. The holiday period officially ended at midnight last night. 22 people died last year on highways in the state during the Labor Day weekend. Virginia Democratic Party Chairman Joseph Fitzpatrick says the state party is in such bad financial shape he loaned it more than $19,000 last December. He told the Democratic State Central Committee yesterday that the party now is almost out of money and can't even pay next month's rent at its Richmond headquarters. Fitzpatrick says he has sent letters to all Democratic legislators urging them to raise at least $200 each for the party. But the Democrats put their money worries aside later yesterday as their presidential candidate, Jimmy Carter, stopped in Norfolk on the first day of his campaign. Carter said more would have to be done to clean up Keypone contamination in Virginia. If Virginia had a Democratic senator and governor, that would be done, he said. The former Georgia governor also hit at inflation and deficit spending under the Republican administration. Virginia's two rivals for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination next year both want to see more involvement of the working people in the political process. But both Attorney General Andrew Miller and former Lieutenant Governor Henry Howell made good on their promises to stay away from their own campaigns until after the presidential election this fall in their Labor Day speeches yesterday. Howell spoke at a gathering in Buena Vista, and Miller made a speech at a Covington rally. You are listening to WJMA Radio News.
It makes good sense to use sense in the sun. Don't overdo and get overdone, 'cause the sun can age and can hurt your skin. So cover up or come on in.
Constant overexposure to the sun could be harmful. Your American Cancer Society advises moderation or protective clothing or sunscreening lotions. Remember,
cover up or come on in.
WJMA News time is 3:34. It should be very nice tonight. Clear and cool, a low down around 45. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high around 88 and 31. The chance of rain is near zero through tomorrow. The winds light and variable this afternoon, tonight as well. It's 76 and 24 in Orange right now. The relative humidity is 46%. And that's WJMA state and local news at this hour. I'm Russ Roberts for WJMA Radio News.
My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway.
Thinking of you's working up my appetite, looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make the sparks ignite, and the thought of loving you getting so excited.
Sky rockets in flight, afternoon delight. Got some beta waiting, and I think I might like heaven in a little afternoon delight.
Sky rockets in flight, afternoon.
the sun gone down. Thinking of you's working up an appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark tonight. And the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight. Afternoon delight.
Starland Vocal Band and Afternoon Delight here on WJMA, AM and FM. It's 22 before 4. If you're traveling through